Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin. As-salatu was-salamu wa ala rasulihil karim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu amma ba'd. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama salaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. A'udzu billahi minash shaitonir rajim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Sadaqallahul Azim. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Him only do we praise and His name do we glorify. We give thanks to Him for the boons and favors He has bestowed upon us. And for all our needs we rely solely upon Him. For whomsoever Allah guides, none can mislead. And whomsoever goes astray, there is no guidance for him. We seek Allah's forgiveness from the mistakes of our deeds and actions. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue to shower His blessings on the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on his family, his companions, and all believers until the end of time. Alhamdulillah, by Allah's permission, by Allah's mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spared our lives for another day, for us to reflect and for us to make adjustments in our lives. And for this favor, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we ask Him for His guidance, guidance onto the straight path, the path of Sirat al-Mustaqim. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant unto those who have gone to the great beyond, our families and our relatives and friends and members of our community, grant unto them Jannatul Firdaus, forgive them for their mistakes. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help those who are sick, either in their homes or in the hospitals, to ease them of their pain and suffering, to grant unto them Shifa. Today, inshallah, by Allah's permission, to be very practical. As we have all seen, there is a large or a sharp rise in anti-immigrant and anti-Muslim feelings across Europe and North America, and even as far as India and Kashmir. But today I would like us to consider some very important questions. Why do Muslims have to endure so much racism and Islamophobia? Why does it seem that so many people hate us? Why do we suffer bigotry, prejudice, and discrimination? Why indeed do bad things happen to good people? And this is the topic that I have chosen today. Why is it bad things happen to good people? And I'm sure that most of us have considered ourselves, or most of us consider ourselves, to be good Muslims. Then why then don't we enjoy more respect and appreciation from others? Don't we deserve better? And I'm sure that we have all pondered over these questions before. Some of us have taken it to our scholars, and some of us have either searched it on Google or on social media for an answer. And one answer that we often hear is to say that life is always a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us with good times and with hard times. Why? To see whether we have two qualities, sabr and shukr. To see whether we are thankful, we show gratitude, or we have patience. Are we patient in hard times? And are we constantly thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in good times? And that's one way to look at it. There is nothing wrong with that. But the question to myself and to you is that all? Are we not missing something else here? Is there another answer? Is there perhaps another reason that we invite so much hatred from other people? But then sometimes, whenever we read the Quran, the divine guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to all of mankind, we often find some unexpected gems waiting to be discovered. And one special or precious gem in the Quran is from an ayah of Surah Al-Ra'd, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is telling us, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, indeed, Allah will not change the condition of a people until they change what is within themselves. Allah will not change the condition of a people until they change what is within themselves. And we have heard this many times before. We have read this verse or this ayah of the Quran many times before. But how often have we linked this ayah of the Quran to the trials and tribulations that come our way? Surely, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always testing us. Every day in our lives, He is testing us. But isn't there perhaps another lesson that is hidden in this ayah of the Quran? Indeed, Allah will not change the condition of a people until they change what is within themselves. And we have to think about it. What is there within ourselves that might need changing? What is there in our hearts, in our behavior, that is so displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So displeasing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has withheld His grace from us and puts us through difficult tests so that we may be forced to change within that which is within ourselves. Now let's get to the point. If we are victims of racism and injustice these days, are we not sometimes just a little bit racist ourselves? Do we not sometimes commit injustice to one another? And let's be honest, brothers and sisters, do we not sometimes make this disparaging remarks about black and white people? Do we not make crude generalizations like, oh, you know, the Arabs are like this, and the Pakistanis are like this, and the Bengalis are like this, and the Guyanese are like this, and the Trinidadians are like this, and the Africans are like this. We make these remarks without thinking about the outcome of it. Do we not sometimes talk carelessly and unkindly about the Jews and the Christians or the Kuffar? If we still talk this way, then this has to stop. It has to stop. My dear brothers and sisters, we often forget that people are not the same. There are good ones and there are bad ones in every community, in every nation, in every religion. But let us take a look at our own families. Aren't there good ones and bad ones? Let us look into our hearts. Don't we not have a very strong impulses to behave badly sometimes? Anger, jealousy, greed, lust, you name it. It is within our hearts. All those demons are right there in every human heart. You and I have both the demonic and angelic forces fighting for control of our hearts. We have these two factors, the demonic and angelic factors in our hearts. Allah has given us the ability. Allah has given us the ability to understand, to reason, to differentiate right and wrong. It is a constant daily struggle to tame the animals inside of us. We have become good zookeepers, so to speak, to keep our higher and nobler instincts in control. It is the same in families and communities. None of us has the monopoly of good or evil. We all stumble along through life. We all make mistakes. We all have the capacity for the best and the worst of human nature. And this fundamental is beautifully declared by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He tells us in the Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والتين والزيتون وطور سنين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking an oath by the fig, by the olive, and by Mount Sinai, and by the city of security. Truly, we have created man of the best of molds. Then we reduce him to the lowest of the low. Except those who have faith and trust in Allah and do righteous deeds, they shall have a reward that never ends. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking this oath By these things, the fig and the olive, and the city of Mecca, the sacred city, and by Mount Sinai, and he is telling us that man is made of the best of molds. But he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reduces us to the lowest of the low, except a few. Except those who have faith, except those who testify with sincerity, who testify with sincerity, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Except those who testify that there is no God but Allah, there is no deity that is to be worshipped except Allah, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as his final messenger. Not just lip service, not just saying, I believe, and I believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but from the depths of our hearts, with sincerity, with ikhlas. Then what causes us, O Muslims, to deny the final reward? Is Allah not the best of judges? My dear brothers and sisters, the hardship that comes our way is indeed a test from our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if we also look inwardly as well as outwardly for a reason, we can begin to get a grip on things. Part of the test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that we have to change what is within us, what is within our hearts. And let us deal with the greed and the anger and the vanity and the envy of others. Let us deal with our selfish egos, always thinking that we are better than one another. We must deal with these awful diseases of the spiritual heart that prevents the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from shining within us. Bit by bit, little by little, we can practice to be more critical of our own behavior and be more patient with others. Make excuse for others' faults, but we don't make excuse for our own selves. We must change the narrative. We must change the play game. If we are always blaming others and forgiving ourselves, we have to be careful, because we are not fooling no one but ourselves. So let us put the needs of others first. Allah will always provide for our needs. When Allah sees us serving others generously and sincerely for His good pleasure only, we cannot always think about ourselves, that we are the best. We have to think about others. When we read the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he went into the city of Medina, what did he do after establishing a place of worship? He brought everyone together and made them brothers unto one another. He established brotherhood. He established brotherhood. And those who, the Ansars, the people who were living in Medina at the time, they accepted the immigrants as their own. They shared with them out of what Allah had blessed them with. And they lived in harmony. They live in peace and harmony. What is happening to us today? What is happening to us today? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said to us, "You are not a Muslim. You are not a Muslim if your neighbor goes hungry, or your neighbor goes to bed hungry, and you go to bed with a full stomach." How many of us know our neighbors? How many of us speak to our neighbors? How many of us have said good morning to our neighbors? How many of us, when the leaf falls on the sidewalk or on the driveway, that we clean the whole driveway, or we clean the whole sidewalk that is between us and our neighbors, instead of just taking the side that we have to walk? This is Islam. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought to all of us and all of mankind: to be good to one another, to help others, to create an environment that will be a place to live, a place of comfort. But what do? We say we are Muslims, yes. We say we believe in La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We say that we are called racist. We say that we are into so much trials and tribulations. But we want to be Muslims only in the confines of the masjid. Only when we are in the masjid that we are Muslims. Is that what Islam is about? We have to analyze the verses of the Quran to put into our lives, to adapt it into our lives, so that we will become the people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran: you are the best of people that is created by Allah. Why? Why? Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say this to us? Because we enjoin that which is right and we forbid that which is wrong. Don't just read part of the ayah, read the entire thing and examine ourselves and see where we are. And then we ask ourselves this question: are we not part of the problem? Are we not part of the problem? Is it always because we are in charge, because we hold positions, that we must abuse others? Is it always that we must break the law and think that because we are Muslims, we have the right to do such and not be interrogated? Like everyone else, we have to face the music. We have to face the consequences. What should we actually be doing, brothers and sisters? Let us make a good start with our non-Muslim neighbors and colleagues, people that we work with. And before I conclude, I want to share with you something. When I first came to this country, this part of the world, I never applied for a job. I never filled out an application for a job. I went into a business place, one of the business places. And the owner of the business place, he said to me, "Good morning." I said, "Good morning." And he said, "Are you not working?" I said, "No, I'm not working. Do you have a job for me? But why are you asking me if I'm not working?" And he said to me, "I see you here every day, so I'm just trying to make conversation." And he said to me, I asked him, "Do you have a job for me?" And he said, "Yes, you can start in the morning at 8 o'clock. So I went there at 8 o'clock in the morning. And I worked for that company for 23 years. And the first thing he told me, he said, "You have 2 days off in the week. I'm going to give you some time to tell me which 2 days you need off." And the next couple of days, I said to him, "Well, I need Sunday and I need Friday." He said, "Okay, I'll think about it." Not knowing that Sunday was a mandatory day for us to be off in the department that I was hired to work in. So when it was time for Salatul Zuhr, or if sometimes when the time changes and it's time for Salatul Asr, I will go in the basement, I will take a cardboard in a secured place, no one would see me. I would perform my prayer, and then I would come upstairs, not knowing that there was someone who was seeing me all the time and related to the owner of the business. And he came to me a couple of weeks after, and he said to me, "You chose Friday, and you know Sunday everybody is off in your department, so you chose Friday, why?" So I explained to him why. He said, "Okay, no problem." But then he put his hand in his pocket, and he took out a set of keys, and he handed it to me. He said to me, "See that office there, that room there? Whenever you have to do what you are doing, go into that room so that no one will see you." It is how you deport yourself, brothers and sisters. Islam is not this. Islam is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us. Islam is the tradition of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What he did, what he left for us, the legacy that he left for us. How he treated the non-Muslims, how he treated his companions, how he treated humankind in general. It is not this. If you want people to respect you, if you want people to respect your way of life, then do the right thing. If you want people to respect you as a leader, if you want people to respect you for your status in the community where you live and otherwise, it is not by this. It is not by what you wear. It is about your akhlaq. And I urge each and every one of you, wherever you work, whoever you work for, and today I'm working for a Jewish man. And I was working for a Muslim guy before. And when was his time for Jummah of Salah, he would allow me to go to pray, but I have to go back to work after that. Today I'm working with a Jewish guy, and when I leave my office at 10:30, I do not have to go back to work. He honors that because he knows and he sees what I do. This is what we have to be doing. Islam is not within the confines of the masjid. It is not in the confines of the masjid. It is what you represent. To enjoin that which is right and to forbid that which is wrong. Let us change the narrative of not only thinking about ourselves, but let us start thinking about others. Let us build good union, good relationships with those who we live around, with those whom we work with, and those whom we meet to and from our homes. It is not about Middle East Muslims and Pakistani Muslims and Bengali Muslims and what have you. It is about all of us. It is about all of us sitting here as whom? As whom? As Muslims, as believers, as those who adhere to the Quran and the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we do this, when we start doing this, when we start reflecting within our own selves as to who we are and what is our purpose of life, then and only then, inshallah, will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow the light to enter into our hearts. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue to guide us aright. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make this life easy for us to obey His commands and follow the teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we want to be the people whom Allah has chosen, then let us change the narrative and let us continue to develop a community of love, peace, and harmony. Barakallahu lana wa lakum fil Qur'an al-Azim wa nafa'ana bil ayati wa zikril hakim innahu ta'ala jawadun karimun malikun barun raufur rahim. Brothers, if you can just come forward, there are some brothers on the outside. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillah fala mudilla wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya la. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la. ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسول إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وصلي على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى عباد الله الصالحين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم إني على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وكن رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون ولا ذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأزو وجل وأتم وأحم وأكبر